Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krummenacher says he's had to perform microsurgery on his budget, and he says his park's immune system is on life support. The 5% cut this year means fewer programs, shorter hours, slower service, and cutting half of his 14 seasonal workers.
Toilets will be serviced less frequently. Things are not going to look as good as they normally do. And more important than the aesthetics, it's less maintenance on historic structures and on trails.
There are more 19th century lighthouses in the Apostle Islands per capita than anywhere in the Park Service. And Krummenacher says it's serious business to cut in this Lake Superior 21 island group.
Rangers will be more scarce, and that also means that should there be the inevitable need for searches and rescues, while we will certainly still be responding, there'll be fewer people out there close by. The response times could be longer.
Most programs and services will continue. Same thing at the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway in northwestern Wisconsin. Resource Management Chief Julie Galanska says they, too, are taking a 5% budget hit, losing 9 of their 36 seasonal employees.
Because we have fewer people, the riverway is a big place. It's going to take longer for us to respond. We will be contacting fewer visitors through interpretive, educational, and community outreach programs.
Both expect attendance to stay at normal levels, 180,000 visitors to the Apostle Islands and 250,000 to the St. Croix Riverway. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.